The thousands of young people who gathered in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury that year were listening to a different kind of music, psychedelic and blues, which came to be the soundtrack for the Summer of Love. It introduced the rest of the country to flower children, hippies, and a social permissiveness. Fast forward to today, and the Haight is still a laid-back area, but there's not a whole lot of love flowing from there. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report.
Twice a week, former flower child Izu Interlundi leads the Flower Power walking tour.
Okay, and this is the famous corner of Haight and Ashbury.
At 54, she still wears long flowing hair like she did when she arrived in San Francisco in 1967.
People were getting naked, painting each other's bodies, dancing. Timothy Leary, that's what he said, turn on, tune in, drop out. Every day was a celebration of life.
Interlandi points out the Victorian houses where the Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, and the Hells Angels once lived. 40 years later, young people still gravitate to Haight Street. You can find them on the sidewalk strumming guitars and asking for spare change.
You got a quarter?
In front of Amoeba Records strolls a wild-eyed 24-year-old.
Leper the Lush.
Where do you guys sleep?
Who sleeps in a nearby Golden Gate Park with his dog Felon and his old lady, Waffles, 19-year-old Audrey Warner.
The hippies from the 60s were more about peace and politics, but nowadays it's just about drugs and alcohol and being free and doing whatever you want, so...
They say they're not getting a lot of love on Haight Street. Not from the tourists who give them nasty looks, not from store owners who ask them to panhandle elsewhere, and certainly not from some nearby residents.
I've lived at the corner of Haight and Ashbury for 33 years.
Arthur Evans calls himself a struggling writer.
I used to have hair down to my waist. I had feathers and beads in my hair. If you saw pictures of me from 20 years ago, you would probably call the police.
These days, it's Evans who routinely calls the police, sometimes four or five times a day, to complain about the street people.
They routinely urinate and defecate on the sidewalk in the street, even though there's a public toilet one block away. They harass people for spare change. They throw up and fight in public.
We also have a problem here of the drug dealing, which is mainly marijuana and some psychedelics.
John Ehrlich is the police captain for the Haight.
We make a lot of arrests. It seems to be a never-ending supply of both buyers and sellers coming here because it's the Haight.
Ehrlich says most of the street people are peaceful nomads, and many of them escaped here from abusive homes. And he says Haight Street remains a magnet for drug users and alcoholics.
I felt some Haight when the guy bashed me in.
22-year-old Danny Boy panhandles in front of Coffee to the People. He holds a bag of ice on his fresh black eye and broken nose, and he says he hates everyone these days, the hippie kids.
You don't give me none of that peace and love garbage.
And the yuppies.
No, well, they give me money, and, you know, that's cool, but other than that, they can go burn in hell for all I care.
Why is that?
So they're the antithesis of everything I stand for.
Wait, what do you stand for then?
Getting drunk, fighting people, making music, making art, destroying the capitalist system.
Recovering heroin addict Stefan Hobby works in the Clean Needle Exchange program at the Homeless Youth Alliance. At 22, he says his generation is fighting itself.
The 60s, there was this big thing about unity. Now, you know, there's no love movement, there's no unity. Well, there's the punks against the hippies, there's the punks against the punks, there's the heroin addicts versus the tweakers, speed freaks, there's the speed freaks versus the crackheads.
For her part, a barefoot 19-year-old named Cry.
Cry, like tears.
Apologizes for the rowdy behavior of some of the street kids. Cry lives in her van, earning a little money panhandling.
It's just degrading when you see people walking by in a three-piece suit that they're so greedy, they can't think to kick down a dollar to a hungry kid. Most people look at us and think, oh, these kids are, you know, drunk and on drugs, when in all truth, we're just hungry and cold and need a job.
Back on the Flower Power walking tour, Izu Interlundi says hard drugs pretty much did in the peaceful hippie movement, and then came the yuppies who priced many out of the area.
The homeowners and the shop owners want to get rid of these kids on the street. You know, I embrace them personally. I think we need more community services. and especially in this neighborhood. I mean, this neighborhood's known for embracing the homeless, for embracing hippies, for helping people, you know?
She says she and her husband, Waterfall, still love the hate, and they keep waiting for the utopian society they came looking for in 1967.
Hopefully it's the summer of love again. That's why I want to do a rebirth of the hippie movement. It should have never ended.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News. If you